guys, welcome back. I'm Lance Carter from Daily Actor. Former Saturday Night Live star Maya Rudolph has been really busy the past couple months. She starred in the massive hit Bridesmaids, she's raising three kids with her partner Paul Thomas Anderson, and now she's filming her new series Up All Night. On the show, Christina Applegate stars as Reagan. She's a successful career woman and new mom who's determined not to compromise her career or reputation to motherhood. Will Arnett also stars as her husband, Chris. Rudolph plays Eva, the ambitious yet vulnerable talk show host who constantly tries to throw Reagan off balance. Maya and series creator Emily Spivey talked to me on a conference call about the show, working on SNL, and how the two of them create a character. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Maya and Emily.
Hey, hi. Guys. Nice talking to you. Maya, when you go about creating this new character, do you two get together in a room and kind of like workshop it? Or do you start off with ideas and kind of add them on like clothes? How does that work?
We actually got together in a restaurant to talk about her because I think food is an important integral part to creating a character. Mm-hmm. And, Emily presented to me, the new idea of where Ava was going, and we just kind of threw around some of her backstory. And I think once I was familiar with her from the pilot, she definitely from the beginning said, "Here's this character that I'm creating, and I want your input." And we know each other's voices really well, and sometimes they're the same, and so. We wanted to, I think it was important for Emily to bring in, she knows the way I write too, so I think it was really important for her to hear me say, I want her to have this kind of voice or that or whatever it is, so that I think she knows that once I'm familiar with the character and once I know her voice, then I can actually really bring her to life.
Yeah, it blossoms from there.
Cool. Yeah, and we're still doing that, I think. I think we're still figuring out who she is, and it's been enjoyable because I think that she's got some really fun layers to play. And I just really wanted to make sure that she was, obviously she's not the same as Christina, but that she fit into her life in a nice way and that she actually had some vulnerabilities of her own. I think when people hear about the show, they think, I'm going to be the polar opposite. And I don't think you can have a friendship like that. So I think it's important to have some stuff in her that you're gonna be surprised by.
Maya, I want to know, can you talk about Ava and how she represents people you may have met in the entertainment industry?
I've never met anyone like Ava. Ava is a Spivey Rudolph creation for sure. And I say it that way because Emily and I have been creating characters together for a really long time, for like 15 years. So it's just very much something that is funny to our tiny universe that we find funny. We don't know if anybody else does, but I think that she's got a lot of. I tried to give her a lot of the presence that a daytime talk show would have, somebody who's commanding, and give her some, some of the flavor of what people are doing right now, on all the daytime talk shows. I haven't met anyone like Ava, and if I had, I would definitely remember.
She's an amalgam. She's probably an amalgam of some people we've met, but also of our, like you said, our universe of characters.
I think so, yeah, for sure.
After tackling the challenges of live TV with SNL, what type of challenges does a regular series character present to you?
It actually really is more challenging to... give a character a real life and a longevity. And when you're doing sketch comedy, you may only do a character once. And I've always found, I think we both found that when a sketch and a character became recurring on SNL, it became more and more difficult. It's wonderful because you know the character's world, but it also becomes more and more difficult to continue to find, new and fresh things for the character to do. It's sort of a bit of both, actually. It's sort of wonderful and difficult at the same time. But it's actually a kind of a luxury to have a character that you can start from scratch on and then really create that world. Because there's, I mean, as you see in a lot of shows, I mean, once they really build momentum in their second and third seasons, you see these characters' entire world come to life. You know, their family members, their significant others, their households, their pets, whatever it is, the way that they look at the world that you don't have time for in half an hour. You want to say something about that, Anne?
You said it. It's a lot. You are writing a character's life, and so it is more difficult to keep it varied and funny and to discover more and more about the character as you go. But it's fun. I mean, they're like live TV, and they're both challenging, but just in different ways.
Yeah, for sure.
Maya, tell us a bit about, you know, the balancing act in your career between, you know, working on films and doing television. Because obviously you've had success with both.
And I've had really different experiences in all of them because I think, you know, for me the most familiar place is SNL, and it's a live variety show. And that really isn't comparable to anything else. You know, the first film I did after I left SNL was The Way We Go. And I remember, I'd made films before, but I think just having been on the show for so long and having it be such a part of my life, I remember feeling like, wow, this is really slow. This is so quiet. You know, you're used to getting that laugh. You're used to playing to an audience. And also the exhilaration of performing live, which for me is something that I hope to always keep in my life. Because, I mean, Emily and I both started out performing at the Groundlings Theater here in L.A., and it's something that feels like home for me. And I feel like I need a fix every once in a while.
Oh, my God. Well, you're such a creature that was just... It's almost like you were put on this earth to be on SNL because you're so good at it. You know, like, you have all the skill set. It's crazy.
It's sort of like a fun...
I miss it.
A fun drug. Like, it's actually a legal drug. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because I'm totally addicted to it. Lauren knows. That's why he always calls and is like, we need an Obama. Like, he wants a rock on the show. That's been really different, but one of the main reasons why I knew that I had to do this show was that I'm working with people that not only I've worked with for a long time, but share the same skill set, which is actually a very rare one. Working on that show for me was kind of like, I always say it's kind of like being in the comedy army a little bit, and we were all in it together, and it's the bond, you know, that Emily and I will always have, and we have an even deeper bond being working together than previous to that. So it's nice to know that you're working with people that sort of know that world too. But to be honest, I think that I learned something from each experience that I bring to the next one, you know, because I think that a lot of acting in front of the camera is something that you kind of learn on the job. You know, it's not really something that you're taught, and you have to sort of take care of yourself and figure it out for yourself. So each time I work, I feel like I bring something with me. You know, I'm the same person, and I don't see any experiences different. I just try to learn from the last one.
NBC has this new primetime lineup with a lot of strong women, such as Maya and Christina Applegate. So, and Bridesmaids is a huge hit. Do you think there will be positive implications for women in entertainment and women in comedy?
I would hope that they're already in place, but I'm having people say that out loud certainly does hurt. It's just kind of surprising to me, because if I knew people felt that way, I think I would have thrown in the towel a long time ago.
I know.
I've been doing it blindly, thinking that everyone was on board my entire career. So I don't think positive responses hurt at all, but I think that you have to take, at least you meaning I, have to take them with a grain of salt. when I hear stuff like that, because I feel like, well, I'm just going to keep my head down and you know, keep doing what I'm doing, because it shouldn't matter, because that's not what I'm doing it for. But if it allows people like me and my friends more work and more jobs, it's great. But I'm not going to lie, it's surprising to hear that people are really that behind the times.
Right, like perplexed that girls are funny, because girls are really funny. So if it,
I've known
if it champions comedy girl causes, then yes, yay.
Yeah. Agreed.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.